Colorado bill would classify misgendering, dead naming, as child abuse, impact parental rights, custody cases. By Catherine Hamilton on April 1, 2025. Colorado Democrats are proposing a bill that would classify misgendering and dead naming as forms of child abuse or coercive control that would be considered in child custody disputes. The bill, HB 25-1312, was introduced on Friday and is set to go before the House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. The bill's sponsors are Democrat Reps. Lorena Garcia, Rebecca Stewart, Faith Winter, and Senator Chris Colker. The bill subscribes to the false idea that one can identify as or become a different sex than they were born as, often called gender identity. The bill defines dead name as to purposefully and with the intent to disregard the individual's gender identity or gender expression, refer to an individual by their birth name rather than their chosen name. The bill defines misgender as to purposefully and with the intent to disregard the individual's gender identity or gender expression, refer to an individual using an honorific or pronoun that conflicts with the individual's gender identity or gender expression. According to the bill's summary, the legislation would direct courts making child custody decisions and determining the best interests of a child for purposes of parenting time to consider dead naming, misgendering, or threatening to publish material related to an individual's sex change services as types of coercive control. The bill would additionally define dead naming and misgendering as discriminatory acts in the Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act, which would essentially prohibit calling sex-confused individuals by their real names or biological sex in places of public accommodation. The bill would further prohibit Colorado courts from complying with orders or laws from other states mandating that a child be taken from parents or caregivers who allow them access to mutilating sex change drugs and surgeries, which transgender activists euphemistically call gender-affirming care. The legislation would direct schools that establish policies related to chosen names to include all reasons why a student may choose to go by a name other than their legal name. Schools would also be barred from including rules based on gender and dress code policies. The bill also directs public entities that require individuals to disclose their names to have options for both legal and chosen names. The public entity would be required to use a chosen name on all subsequent forms if it differs from the individual's legal name. The bill is officially called the Kelly Loving Act, named after a transgender-identifying man who was killed during the 2022 Club Q shooting in Colorado Springs, according to Colorado Newsline. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Twitter at @thecot_Hamilton.